I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets
gross.
The people going.
This episode of the Ted and Ty Show is brought to you by Brown Girl Brand. If you're looking for a motivational or a relatable tee for brown girls everywhere, then look no further than browngirlbrand.com. It is the place to be with catchy slogans like Melanin Poppin' Severely, Brown AF, Damn Gina, and more. Brown girls love these tees, and you will too. Available at browngirlbrand.com or on Instagram at browngirlbrand.
Let's start the show.
Hey, man. What's today's date? Today is the 5th.
Yep.
The 5th of fucking February. So we 5 days in to fucking Black History Month. Happy Black History Month to you folks.
Happy Black History Month to you, Danny.
Happy Black History Month. I already covered that shit.
Nah, fuck Ty. You heard him.
What'd he say?
He just said to you, Danny. Oh. Like, I ain't
bothered. Hey, Ted, I went at the top, son. It's just, I felt like you said it to me. I said it to Danny. Danny said it to you.
Damn, right, man. Right.
Nah, he wants
us to talk about him.
I felt like you was really so trying to throw light skin shots. Shot,
son. Like, I ain't say you look like a yellow Brillo pad, bitch. I ain't say none of that.
That's fucked up, son.
Yeah, so you whacked.
Hey, you heard that sound?
Yeah. I'm trying to kill my punchline because I'm on your foot.
Nah, I didn't even try to kill it. I was trying to give you the right air horn that, after the bitch.
Right at that bitch.
Like, you said some fire shit, like... You know what I'm saying? Like, if I would have said, you look like Aladdin Daddy or something. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Danny, don't laugh at that. Let me tell you first off. Ted called me earlier and said, hey, Ty, go ahead and get your jokes now, because I don't want to hear no old jokes. I don't look like a Mexican boxer no more and this and that. This nigga going to say Aladdin Daddy. So he been saying that since the 90s.
No, I've been saying you look like Aladdin. See,
that's
now I switched it.
You look like Aladdin Daddy, like, because you got a beard now.
In college, you was baby. But
are you saying Aladdin? Are you saying Aladdin?
Aladdin, the nigga that flies on the magic carpet. Do I need to start lighting you up?
No, I'm just trying to see what you're saying, because we got Minaj. So I'm trying to see which one you're saying. I'm gonna share.
Sorry, all right, I'm going to chill. All right, man. But real shit, though, man. Happy Black History Month. Today is the 5th. The Super Bowl was Sunday. That shit was the most boring Super Bowl I've ever seen in my
boring
life.
Hell. That's like, boring.
Halfway through, I was good. Like, at halftime, niggas was like, man, this shit boring. I was like, no, it's just a good defensive game. I thought it was going to heat up.
A good chess game. They gonna go back and forth.
Yeah, it didn't. One fucking touchdown the whole game. That shit was trash.
It was really bad.
Saints fans were still mad. They boycotted the shit out the bitch.
They had a party in the street, right?
Well, yeah.
Big old party.
Nobody was watching that bitch. Literally, I mean, I just told y'all off air, but fucking, it was literally the lowest ratings ever, and that's really a fact. Like, it's not fake news. Like, that shit's accurate as hell. I guess the Patriots are going to get some White Castle burgers or Crystals or Hardee's. What fast food restaurant is Trump going to pull out next? Like, and then it's going to be fucked up if the NFL players get like real food and they gave the college players trash.
And then it's Robert Kraft and the fucking Patriots.
He loves the Patriots, right?
Apparently.
So
Kraft loves Trump.
Oh, so, yeah, I'm sure it's going to be lit. I'm sure they're going to have a 5-course meal.
Steak. But see, the Patriots are like a white team. Like, there are no white and black teams in the NFL, but...
The blackest person to ever play for the Patriots was Randy Moss. And that was just for 1 year. Like, seriously. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. They got black people, and they've had black players, but...
Oh yeah, they broke the record with Randy Moss that year, though. That's when they lost to the Giants.
Yeah, then they lost to the Giants. You know, it was actually 7 years ago to the day. I just saw that on my fucking timeline. Anyway, let me start this show and then we can go back to talking about what fast food, because I really want to know what y'all think. Okay. This is the Ted and Ty Show. I am your host, TED, KUSH Man, and I'm joined here by my co-hosts.
You got Ty. I'm still back here riding silly. With the hairy light bulb. Oh, that bitch ain't hairy no more. Just the bulb.
And it's your girl, Danny J.
Be sure to follow us on all things social at Ted and Ty Show. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We ain't downloading no new apps, okay? I think I forgot to mention it in the beginning again. So this is a comedy podcast for the urban intellectual. I don't care. Laugh a little. Even though Ty's called me a bulb plenty of times before. So whatever. I am white as fuck right now, though. But yeah, follow us. Keep up with us. Follow me at ted.kush, Ty at ty.sean.w. And Danny J at go.dannyj. Go is spelled G-E-A-U-X.
Young nigga, I'll see you.
Yes. That's 2 weeks in a row. Fuck y'all. Yeah, whatever. Hey, so really though, what kind of food do y'all think the Patriots are gonna get?
I honestly think they're gonna get real food. Like a real food. He loves the Patriots and Tom Brady and all of that. And Tom Brady is a huge Trump supporter. So I think that they're gonna get served exquisite meals, honestly. That's what I think.
Wait, Tom Brady supports Trump?
Yeah.
Ty, is this valid?
This is valid. There was a whole like thing about it.
I remember. Damn. Yeah.
He rich though. Rich niggas think differently when it comes to Trump. Like Trump trying to save all the rich niggas. They like, hell yeah, we want this nigga. Fuck you mean. Like, this nigga saving us.
And I feel like Tom Brady to me looks racist. I mean, I don't know if that's, he just looks like he's racist. It looks like he's at home and he's like saying some racist shit. I don't know, but he has a racist ass face to me. But I don't have a problem with the Patriots. They're just not my team. I personally was going for the Rams.
Who are you a fan of? The Falcons?
I'm a fan of the Packers. I'm a Packers fan.
I knew that, I think. That's trash.
I've been
as
the Packers fans for a dumb long, like when I was in high school. So.
Fuck out of here.
Anyway,
fuck out of here. I'm a Lions fan. Fuck the fucking Packers. We beat y'all niggas twice this year. We
doesn't
trash.
Matter. Like you said, I'm still gonna be a fan regardless whoever beat who, when, where, why, where.
Hey, Daddy, ask that nigga the last time they had a Super Bowl win. Now ask them last time they went to that bitch.
Never.
See, and I don't even want to get into all that. Do you, yeah. Ty? Did you hear he fucked the Packers? Da 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 da. I'm still same OG. When people talk shit, I just be like, okay, yeah, cool.
He's sorry right now. He's
never been to the Super Bowl.
His hand looked like
dragging
the hook off a piece of
Ty, let me ask you a question, though. As a Falcons fan.
What'd you say?
Okay. Yeah, I know, because you won't shut up. As a Falcons fan, nigga, y'all went to the Super Bowl and were up 20.
Yeah, and lost. Yeah, nigga, we lost it, nigga.
Okay, all right, then shut the hell up.
Hey, our nigga, and our Super Bowl losses come against John Elway. And Tom Brady. Nigga, who are y'all Super Bowl losses to?
We've never been. We're undefeated in the Super Bowl, though.
Anyway, right. Football is over until, I don't
yeah,
know
Yeah, until
when.
August. So what now we got basketball, and there's a lot of shit going on in that, but we ain't gonna get into it. This is not a sports podcast. If you want to listen to a sports podcast, especially the NBA, go check out my guy in Martin's at Three Man Weave NBA. But that's just a plug for my dog.
Right.
Anyway, because one thing is I put on Facebook this week, and I'm glad I just mentioned this shit. I put on Facebook this week, all you podcasters that's out there that got inspired because TK started this shit. I need my 5%. I'm on my Soulja Boy. Like, Ty, you've been with me from the jump. Don't you think we need 5 apiece?
Run me meat, okay? That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying if the 10 Ty Show or the current show started you off with your podcast, I need mine. I mean, that's all I'm asking. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why that's a problem. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just pay me my bread and we can keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. But yo, on some real shit, let's get into I guess a little bit of some hot shit. And we're going to talk about this 21 Savage weird-ass situation. This shit is, like, mind-blowing. Y'all need to speak on it way more than me because y'all are ATLians to a certain extent. Danny J, at least, to a certain extent. Ty is from there. So
right.
What the fuck is going on with this nigga and his visa expiring, even though who knew he had a visa?
Right.
So he moved to Atlanta when he was 5 years old. He came over, his parents are both immigrants. He came over when he was 5.
I thought he moved over at 11.
No, he moved over at 5.
I think your information.
My information?
I think you're
okay. When he moved over, at 11.
Pretty sure he came to the U.S. at 11.
Oh, so you do know about it. Bet. Well, then, yeah, he came over at 11. Bet. Oh, my bad. Okay, here we go. Hey, Ted, I was incorrect in the number.
In 2005. Okay,
that's probably what.
Okay, I'm reading now. It says he immigrated to the U.S. when he was 7, so we're both wrong, under a visa, left in 05 to visit, and then returned later that month. So when he came back, he was 11. In 05. 11 or 12. Either way it goes, goddamn it. He been living here on a visa, and we've been thinking this nigga was goddamn
East from Atlanta. The east side of Atlanta. Yeah. I'm so confused. I'm very confused. So he from London, right? Is that what it is? The UK?
Yeah, the UK.
I think that shit is dope. Like, if I was from the UK, I feel like I would rep that shit. Like, that's different. I mean, I feel like, I don't know, I'm trying to get in my mind why he wanted to portray he was just from Atlanta. Because me personally, I mean, I never met a nigga.
I would put that shit out there too. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was just going to say, I can't say that he's not from Atlanta still, though. Like, at first the jokes were funny and all this other shit. But after looking into it, like Ty said, whether he came over at 5, 7, or 11,
right,
all three of those ages are kid ages,
right?
You know what I'm saying? If you, I mean, he grew up in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, yeah, he might have been a UK citizen because that's where he was born, but like, the nigga has a face tattoo. Okay, any nigga with a face tattoo, I'm not necessarily gonna doubt their fucking Atlanta status. Ty, what's your thoughts on it though?
I mean, like you said, man, he came over at 11 or 7 or 5, whatever it is. He came over then and he grew up in the A. Like, it wasn't like he got a visa as an adult and he came over here and was like, oh, yeah, I'm about to trick these niggas. He was like, nah, son, like, this is where you're from.
He
came up there.
He did still
have a catfish. He has an Atlanta accent. Like,
but you can fake an accent.
Because have you heard his mother?
No.
I didn't.
Yeah, I heard it was some videos everywhere, of course. And his mother sounds straight, very foreign, else.
Both of his parents are foreign. Both of his parents are.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But you know, when you have parents, that's just like if you speak Spanish and you primarily speak Spanish at home, then you're always going to have that, you know, ability to code switch.
His accent probably is a little bit forged, bro. I'm gonna just call it what it is. Like, his accent definitely would have helped him progress in rap. You know what I'm saying? 100%. So his accent probably is just a bit forged, and it is what it is. Niggas ain't, bro.
I still agree with y'all though. Yeah, I still agree.
He's still an Atlanta nigga to me. Right. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I can't sit here and be like, you know, I can't. Niggas been acting like, oh, free 21. This some bullshit. Woo woo.
His visa
you ain't
was
got no visa,
valid.
Bro. You gotta go.
And that's the only part that I have an issue with, is because, you know, I know it's hard, and a lot of people pay and get married and stuff, so you know they can stay in the States and blah 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 blah. But you're actually collecting a bag, so I don't feel like I don't know what the issue was, and we never do. But I'm just wondering.
He applied for a visa in 2017. It's still in the pending status. But usually when that happens, you have to leave. And he just didn't
leave.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, is it fucked up? Honestly, no.
because it is what it is.
It is what it is. But, you know, it just happens to be 21 Savage, whose real name is like Abraham Joseph. This nigga got 87 right. names. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga should have knew he was foreign when he filled out his taxes. You know what I'm saying? Like, but
hey, you know, now are we 100% sure that that's something that, like, his, like, did Amber Rose notice? Did she know that he wasn't American?
Who knows what Amber Rose knows?
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
I don't know. But I mean, I think had she known, they might have fucking gotten married. Well, that would have saved them. That would have kept them here.
Nah, that, you know, that doesn't fly anymore. Yeah, like how you just come here and marry somebody. Nah, like you, that doesn't immediately get you a citizenship anymore.
Yeah. So what do you have to do?
What do you have to do? Because that's all I've ever heard was that
be together for a certain amount of time or something.
Yeah, I think that basically the stipulations for it have gotten just a lot tougher because that was the thing. Like, come over, marry somebody, pay them some money, and get it annulled after a year or something. But yeah, they've definitely made it more strict because I was actually just talking to somebody about it.
Well, I know they come to your house and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I know they do that. They come to your house and whatever. I mean,
last thing I'm going to say about it is, like, being arrested by ICE or whatever, I just feel like it's not like prison, but I do feel like it's really fucked up because, you know, you can't really go nowhere. You just, like, stuck, like, in a facility or whatever. And who knows how long, like, how long do people typically be caught up in ICE? Like,
I don't know.
And he was popping. He just got that new song with
That's what people was trying to say, is that he started rapping conscious rapping and now this shit happens.
Right.
Which is kind of accurate because he has been locked up like once or twice. And why would they not have brought this up before?
Right.
If you catch a felony over here or some shit like that, don't they deport you on the rip?
I thought so.
That's why I feel like it's somebody in his camp or somebody he done pissed off. They like called ICE on him because ICE is more of a West Coast thing. Like, you mostly see ICE in like Arizona and California and New Mexico.
They be in,
like,
Texas too.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, he has been in trouble, and if he was in custody or whatever,
yeah, they should have been slammed him if that was the case.
I didn't even think about that. But I do want to say that he is a dope person as far as like helping the children. And he's like, was always involved in like a lot of shit out here and doing a lot of stuff for the kids and giving them money and donations and stuff. So I will say that, like, after he got caught up, he started kind of changing up. And like you said, being more conscious and, you know, just being a better person. But shit, I mean, it's just fucked up.
Yeah, I like 21. Overall, I mean, the joke's been funny, though. Niggas say,
yeah, they have.
Bloody hell. Free the lad 21 Savage at once.
Well, niggas say that.
Nigga called this boy Sir Savage the 21st.
It's funny and it's crazy, but just like everything, all the stars and whatever is speaking out. Like, I know Demi Lovato, she's one person that said something, and Snoop Dogg.
Her and the Coke better shut up.
Yeah, and I'm just like, you know, I think Snoop Dogg, I can't remember who, but somebody was just like, you know, and you was going through it, it wasn't funny. But now it's somebody else, you got jokes and memes. So
everybody been at Demi Lovato ass.
Yeah.
Shit, she out here sniffing up Tony lines, motherfucking Tony Montana lines and shit, but then want to laugh at niggas. Nah, nigga, us black people can laugh. You sit your ass in the corner. Goddamn, we ain't forgot about that shit. That shit wasn't too long ago. Goddamn. But free the lad 21 Savage at once.
Right.
Straight up. On another note, what else happened this week? Fucking Bow Wow.
Yo.
Little Bow Wow. You just don't know the way your moves open. Okay. I'm over here fucking Harlem shaking. Then he stopped and wiped that bitch off his shoulder. Didn't get back to it.
Bow Wow. Ty, your thoughts? You know,
nah. I mean, the whole thing with Chad Moss, Lil Bow Wow, and all that—it's—I mean, it's fucked up, son. Because, like I said on Facebook, like I'll continue to say, if the roles were reversed, it would be Silence Bow Wow, and he Luke a monster, and he just said that.
Yep.
And nobody wants to be like, damn, let's really applaud this man for his restraint, because had he beat her fucking ass,
yeah.
Like, yeah. Would you have blamed him? So look at that man. Look at my face. Look at my face.
I'm not gonna agree with you there. And I actually need to go back and retract some statements that I've agreed with you on in the past. I don't think you should ever put your hands on a female, bro. So
I don't think you should beat her, but I think if she is,
you can restrain her.
Mutilating your face, I think.
No, he should have restrained the shit out of her. He should have grabbed her fucking wrist. Every man knows that move. Grab the wrist, cover your balls, and nigga, put her in a position to where she know you strong. Hey, stop fucking touching me. Like, stop hitting me.
What happened?
Like, get your hands off of me.
What happened? Hey, what happens when you grab her wrist and you leave a mark on her wrist?
She gonna call the police.
And you going to jail.
Correct.
Okay. Well, but either way, what I'm saying though is that you cannot hit her. Right. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Restraining her. I mean, if that was to happen to me, you just posed that question. That's a good question. If that was to happen to me, I would tell them, yes, I grabbed her wrist because she was punching me in my face. I am, like Taya said, I am as light as fucking all get out, bro. I think that's the first time I've ever said all get out. Mm. Wow. That's when you know you're damn near 30. Mm. When you're using fucking phrases that your uncles and fucking granddads used to use. And you're like, oh, boy, you see that as big as all outdoors. What the fuck? I mean, his face was fucked up. It looked like he got in a fucking fight with his fucking cat.
Basically, I heard they were at a party, or he didn't want her at the same Super Bowl party, and blah, blah, blah. She threw a lamp at him. Some dumb shit, basically. And I think we might have talked about Bow Wow before.
We have, because I watched Growing Up Hip Hop.
And I watched the documentary where he was basically just saying how, you know, growing up, you know, and I get it. He was a young star and blah, blah, blah. But I'm just like, are we still doing this? Like, I thought he was done messing with whoever this is. I don't follow his
Kiyomi love life. Leslie.
But it's just like stupid stuff like that. Like, how old are we? Like, at this point, it's just like, damn, like, when you gonna just wake up? Like, is he ever?
They have like real life fucking problems though. Like, if you've seen them on the show, like, they have issues. They have a very toxic relationship.
Which is why they shouldn't be together. You shouldn't.
No, I agree. 100%.
When I've been in toxic relationships, and when you're in those type of relationships, then you steer clear, especially when it's like a party involved or alcohol, period.
Yeah, and alcohol is always what turns it up. Bow Wow drinks heavily. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that's one thing that he's actually spoken about. But one thing I could say is that I respect Bow Wow, and I'm with Bow Wow on this, because although his face was fucked up and everybody can crack all the jokes they want, her face was perfectly fine. I just watched her Snapchat this morning, and it was perfectly fine. She on Snapchat face and all that. You know what I'm saying? So hats off to Bow Wow, although he took an L with the hands, clearly.
Yeah.
It's an L you needed to take. Because like Ty said, fucking, it would have been mute Bow Wow. It would have been, we ain't listening, even though who's really.
Right. But he would have been labeled as a woman beater. He would have been.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Chris Brown, it took Chris Brown forever to recover. And he still damn near ain't recovered. Because when Bow Wow got beat up by the girl, they put memes up of Chris Brown and Bow Wow together talking about some, oh, that's her, bro. Go get her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So Chris Brown ain't never going to get over that shit. You know what I'm saying? Or get past it in the media. So. You know what I'm saying? Hats off to Bow Wow for at least, you know, containing himself for that. But you got to get off that relationship, my nigga.
Yes.
Real talk. Mm-hmm. Also this week, Tekashi 6ix9ine, even though we knew this was the case. We called it weeks ago. Go look it up. Tekashi is snitching. He's snitching. He is pled guilty to all nine charges. I think the bulk of them was like some bullshit, just shit that they had to charge him with. But he's already begun to give information, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I mean, I don't really like Tekashi, and I think I've stated that before. He was one of the things that I wanted to leave in 2018. So I was pretty sure he was going to plead guilty. So, I mean, it is what it is. I just feel like, I don't know. I'm good off him. Like, totally.
Nigga better be glad he was snitching, son. He needed to snitch. That boy's going to get fucking mutilated in prison. I'm glad he snitched. Because he better have did it before somebody else did.
You think the mother niggas are gonna snitch?
Yes, I'm one of the firm believers that all motherfuckers snitch. Niggas who ain't really about that shit, like motherfuckers who ain't really in that world, they snitch. Cause I can say now, I'm a snitch, fam.
So my question is,
I'm telling you, nigga, I don't give a shit if it's a still.
Don't do no crimes with Ty. He tell.
No, that's what I've been saying too. At the end of the day, if it's me, like I said, if it's me, I'm either going to snitch, or if I do go to jail, I'm going to find the hardest stud and I'm going to be her bitch, period. That's what it's going to be. We going to
Danny holding pockets in that
that's
bitch.
That's not a second option for me, fam. Like, that's
not a second option.
It's for me. Where you at? Where she at? Where the toughest one? Okay, what you want? Period.
I told niggas my day one in the joint, nigga. Hey, who got the shanks? I got 50 packs of cigarettes right here, nigga. What you like, Newports, Marlboros? Nigga, what you need, nigga?
But my question is, so if he pled guilty, I know, Ty, you just said he would have wanted to before anybody else did. So does that mean he does not have to go to jail? Or he will, he just going to be away from the bad people? Or how
if he So if he's snitching, that means he got a plea deal, right? So with a plea deal, his plea is going to be a lot lower. And for him, if you his lawyer, you like, so he can't go to jail. So this nigga probably about to get buku fucking parole, or like he's going to have to do like a year at some minimum security playing tennis, you know, type of place.
He going to jail. I disagree. He going to jail. I mean, he's already in jail. So
they might give him time served though.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was. Yeah. I agree. I think he'll get maybe convicted to 10. I think he's facing 20. And I think that's the plea deal. It's like he's facing. I'm not sure. I don't want to be incorrect.
Because you think he's going to do 10 years?
No. I think he'll get 10 and he will do maybe 2-3, maybe 5 at max, but he's already in there right now. His court date isn't until January of 2020, I think. So he'll at least be in there another year. And so, like Ty said, that will go into time served. You know, he might do 2-3 years on top of that, and then the rest will be probation or something. But my question, piggybacking off of this, is will he have a chance to rejuvenate his rap career, or is that a total done, wrap it up, put it under the tree?
To be honest, I think this nigga, I think his is done. I think he's almost like in the same boat as like Ja Rule. It's going to be like, oh, we just going to slowly forget about this nigga. Because, bro, your entire rap idea is built around you being gang shit, like, nigga, and you were saying your first motherfucking first chance in court, you sang like a fucking canary. So,
and I mean, he was getting hot, but he wasn't like hot to the point where
that's
it's not like,
true.
Well, I mean, he had his own fan base, but
billboards, he was on billboards,
okay, right? But I'm just saying, he wasn't like
on billboards, my nigga. So,
hey, it is like a motherfucker.
You know, I mean, nobody I know really liked Tekashi 6ix9ine, period. Yeah, when his songs come on, something you can nod your head to, but it wasn't like a rapper that was like, damn, he gone. Like, motherfuckers don't even talk about him no more. Like, don't nobody give a damn. So it was like, I don't know. I don't think it's
definitely. He definitely has bangers. I'm like, I cannot.
Hey, I agree with Danny, though, son. I think that he was more like an internet sensation than a rapper.
100%.
I think
100%.
His
I'm not disagreeing with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the crazy look and the rainbow and all of this and all of that. And like you said, the gang persona and all of that, that's what it was. So if that's no longer.
Right, then his career is done. I agree with y'all. Let's be clear. I agree that his rap career is done. I heard an interview today talking about him, but it was 50 Cent. And because, you know, 50 was calling him, you know, his son, quote unquote. It wasn't really his son, but 50 was talking about him. And they asked him, you know, do you think he can revive this? That's what posed this question was, do you think he can revive his career or whatever? And 50 said, you know, his whole thing, he said, 6ix9ine or whatever he called him, Tekashi, his real name is Daniel. It's not a gangster. You know, like he said, but the niggas he had around him definitely were. You know what I'm saying? He said, the thing about rap is, and I agree 100%, the thing about rap is, it's like a safari. You get close enough to the animals to where you can see them.
My bad.
What is that?
My phone started going off.
I was like, what the fuck is that?
Bro, I thought you had failed and you was like trying to yell to the mic like, hey, son, I'm not.
Fam, me too. You know what? I'm keeping this shit in here. Like, 'cause I was like, what? Like, I'm listening. I'm like, what? what the fuck? Did Daddy just think, do we need to stop the recording and call the police, nigga? Like, I've never even dialed 911, but I will for you, fam. Like, what's going on? Oh my God, baby girl, get up.
We need to get her one of the fucking life alert buzzer.
Hey, Danny not fat no more, so right, she's skinny enough. She's skinny enough to stand her ass up. Thank she you. She used to be built like a Oompa Loompa.
Hey, she's like a turtle back in shell, huh? Yeah. Trying to roll the fucking
Danny, you used to look like you kept fucking Nerds in the right pocket and Skittles in the left and Snickers in the back, nigga. Fuck the y'all. Snickers would get melted and you will still would eat it. You'll just you just suck it out the pack. Like,
I can get up now. Fuck both of y'all.
Did you just say the candy bar suicide? She had the bitches in her pocket.
What? Nigga, she was prepared for all instances, nigga. I'm good, nigga.
I still I'm good. My purse. But anyway.
I bet you do. Used to be built like a motherfucker.
Okay, moving the fuck on.
Yeah. Sack of potatoes built ass. So 50 though, like I said, he I done got off track. Overall, 50 was just saying that he doesn't really think his persona can get, cleaned up from this. But he like, you know, it's fucked up because he wasn't a gangster. He just kept gangster ass niggas around him. But it's like, that's where I was going. It's like the safari. You get close enough to where you can see the animals. You know what I'm saying? You can touch the animals kind of. You know what I'm saying? If it's a giraffe or some nice shit. But then when the gangsters come, oh, no. I'm in the car, player. Huh. I'm on the safari. You're not going to eat me. And that's that. But this nigga Daniel was out here in the... That nigga got out the car and start roaming with the lions. Well, these niggas are eventually going to eat something. So it's fucked up, though, because he young, bro. Like, he young, and he telling on real gangster-ass niggas, dog.
Okay.
I'm with Ty. I'm telling
you. We may not see this nigga again, son. He may be in fucking witness protection.
Seriously.
On me.
Right. That's what I was going for. I'm like, y'all, is he really going to go to jail?
Because it's like, it's a legit article saying a court document came out to find out that this nigga is snitching. So it's not even like he can lie and be like, nah, son, that's just word on the street. That's fake news. Be like, nah, nigga, they got the document. Like, we know.
Nah, he telling. Mm-hmm. Oh. I mean, Ty, my brother, I'm with you. One thing is, I wouldn't do a crime with Ty, and Ty wouldn't do a crime with me. Hey, you know what? I think I've said this on the podcast before. It might have been the current show at the time. Danny, I don't know if you know, but it's knowledge straight from Kim Kennedy, my mom. Rule number one, don't lose your life or freedom. Don't do anything to put your life or your freedom at risk.
Period.
Straight up. That's rule number one. I've literally learned rule number one since I was fucking, nigga, as long as I can think, nigga, and I'm going to teach my kids that shit. When I used to snap off, my mom used to be like, what's rule number one? Okay. Yeah, you're right. Because I ain't trying to die and I ain't trying to go to jail. So it's fucked up though, because this nigga Daniel is not built for that shit. Yeah.
It is what it is. Like they say, you around it.
You made them choices, though, bro.
Those choices, you grown as hell. So at the end of the day, it is what it is. Sorry for you. Don't drop the soap.
Sorry for you. Don't drop the soap.
I'm with Ty, man. I'm telling. Don't do no crimes with me. I'm telling on your ass. Don't do no crimes with me, bro. But, yeah, that's Tekashi. Speaking of jail, moving forward, Blueface was arrested on gun charges this week or previous week, whichever. Blueface. He got out on $35,000 bail, though. That's just something quick to mention. Do you guys have any comments or thoughts on that?
I fuck with Blueface. He got the song Tatiana, right? With YG.
Yes, that's him.
You fuck mm-hmm. with Blueface, but you want to leave Tekashi in 2000?
I like that song. I like YG part, so I don't really fuck with Blueface, but
he's an offbeat rapper.
I like the song.
I could care less about it.
Yes, offbeat, but I like YG part. So let me retract that. I like YG. Okay.
Okay, there you go. Okay. So Ty, are you still on the bandwagon of not liking Blueface?
Yes, I still do not like this nigga.
Okay. Okay. I'm just going to announce this on the
Eddie podcast. Murphy had one good song too. That don't mean I'm going to buy his fucking album.
Shit. I won't buy it.
No, but I'm going to announce this on the podcast. ITED.KUSH. Kind of fuck with Blueface. Like, I know I said he was so trash before, and he is kind of offbeat, but I listened to the I listened to the Breakfast Club though, and he was like, bro, y'all niggas think I'm offbeat. He was like, but bro, if I don't fit all my shit in there, it don't make sense. So I was like, it's kind of accurate.
I mean, overall, that nigga is trash. Overall, he is trash.
I don't say that.
He is trash. Like I said, I only really know one song, and it's because I like YG, and YG was on it. He made that shit slap. But, hey, teach his own. If you like him, hey.
I kind of like him, Ty. So get your jokes ready for that, dog. I kind of like him, bro. Buttocks,
nigga. I'm on Ty's side.
That nigga is, son, he's garbage. He's the worst rapper in 2019 right now. The whole year, fam. The whole.
Nah, bro.
Already? The whole 2019?
Name a nigga worse.
Sonny, not that bad.
He bad, though.
Bust down, Tatiana. Hey, I'm sorry. If y'all or the listeners keep hearing my email, I'm sorry that I'm popping like that on my email. Like,
you don't care.
I know. If y'all want the truth, I've taken like. While we've been recording, I've taken like 3 shots of Crown. Oh. So. Bust down, Tatiana.
Okay.
That might have been why I was at Ty head like that.
You see, Ty just let it go. I'm so proud of Ty. He's growing up.
I'm letting shit slide.
This nigga must be busy as fuck over there, bro.
Either busy or nigga shit. I fucks with it either way. And he said...
Son, don't talk to me like your name Suge Knight or something.
You're not up there no more, Ted. Fam, to be honest, like it's I'm not knowing you.
Oh my god!
They just, catch me in the fall or some shit, bro. Your spring is.
Oh my god, that's really what we doing, bro.
And you know what he said before we even started recording? He said he was chilling tonight. He was real cool, and you trying to work him up. That's what it is.
But this nigga just said I'm not even up there like that. Like I'm the fucking Pelicans of jokes over here. Like, nigga, what? Nigga, damn, nigga, I'm not in the off season.
What's up, nigga?
Sheesh. That's what we doing. So this is not even a comedy podcast no more. It's just a podcast.
For the urban.
Fuck you talking about.
For the urban.
End it.
Duh, y'all nigga. So
I kinda like that though.
Podcast for the urban. The niggas, but the question niggas, they'll be like, the urban, nigga, just the urban. Nigga, just the urban.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta be prepared with that like face that you give, like just the urban, nigga.
Right. And you gotta just hold it. Right. This nigga drunk.
No, son, this shit funny as hell. For the urban. All right. So, also this week, Nicki Minaj.
There we go.
Wow, that took finally. It took a lot out of me.
Yeah, bro. You paused a little second. Yeah. You had to think.
Nicki Minaj.
There you go.
Nicki Minaj. Am I getting it? Yeah. Am I hitting it right?
That's it.
All right, bet. Wait, pause. Did you just say I was drunk off of 3 shots and I'm...
You was joked that. Out though. You was
that shit was funny as hell. I've
also man, you are over there kind of just like real loose. This nigga Ted just
okay, yeah, you thank you.
Loose as a goose.
Thank you, Ty.
It might be the crown mixed with the
on his face, son. Like and he just
son, it might be the podcast. I mean, it might be the crown mixed with the loud.
Like you was loose as a motherfucking goose. I'm trying to see what's going on. Ty, we missing out.
Get me started.
On a motherfucking Tuesday, Ted got his Drake going, don't he?
I got this drink in my cup. Is that Kirk O'Banks? Yeah, that's mm-hmm. who that is, Kirk O'Banks. Nigga said I used to look like him.
Nah, you for sure look like Kid Capri now, though, son, for real. It's like your face got more of an oval look.
Okay.
Anyway, Nicki Minaj. This episode is loose.
It is. It's everywhere. You'll be able to.
It's all good. Fuck it, nigga. This is, I mean, nigga, this
they
is
really smacked.
Like, kind of.
You really smacked over there. Nigga said, you said yeah, what? Fuck it. I don't give a shit. I'm just.
Right. Right.
I don't. This episode is going to be straight, nigga. Trust me, nigga. We appreciate you listening. The fuck? Nigga, share it. Nigga, like it. Nigga, subscribe. The fuck?
Leave a review.
I did. Yeah, look, head ass. Nicki Minaj released some new shit this week. That shit was trash. Moving on. Y'all didn't listen. Don't listen. It's garbage. Only reason I even mention it is because it's on the notes. Liam Nelson this week, though. And I know Ty has a lot. And I didn't.
Wait. What did you just say?
Liam Nelson.
Damn, Ted. His name is Liam Neeson.
Oh, my bad. I thought it was Nelson. For real. I thought it was. I didn't know it was Neeson. I had no clue. All right, so Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson. He's from Ireland. He's the Taken guy.
Bruh, for every time that it was an I, I thought it was an L. Oh. How about that? That's why.
There's no That's I in his last true. Name, bro.
What I'm saying is there wasn't an I with a dot over top. So if it's just an I, like just a straight line, the bitch looks like an L.
Okay.
Whatever, nigga. Liam Neeson. Nigga, shit. Goddamn, nigga. I just know him as the nigga from Taken. Yeah. Either way, he's racist. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, so what was actually stated? So run down, because that's one of my favorite actors as well. So this is news to me. So I'm just trying to get the whole idea before I judge.
So Liam Neeson, this was when he was apparently like a teenager. He was still in Ireland, and his sister was raped on her way home.
What age teenager?
I don't know the exact, he doesn't really say it. Like, it comes into the interview and you just know that he's talking about when he's a teenager. Okay. So his sister was coming home and she was raped on the way home. And when she got there, his sister?
I thought it was his like girlfriend or something. The internet is fucking crazy. Okay, continue. I'm sorry. I thought it was his girlfriend. I thought his like lover or something got raped. I swear.
That was
like,
his sister.
Look at the notes. Look at the notes. That's what I typed in the notes. I
thought you said partner.
Like, anyway. Yeah, partner. Because I thought it was his girlfriend or something.
I thought you meant partner because, you know, in the LGBT community, when you say partner, that's like gay. That's what I thought.
Yeah, but I also just say partner sometimes because it could be his girlfriend, spouse.
Yeah, I was confused. Wife.
I guess I should have just typed spouse.
Right.
I just typed partner because like, it's politically correct. And I don't, nigga, I'm one, you know who toes I'm not stepping on? LGBTQ.
I just thought that's what it was.
Nigga, that's who toes I'm not stepping on. Nigga. Okay. If it's the club, nigga, that nigga's Debo. Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Ty. Keep going, because I need to know.
I'm going to say, look, since we just talking about who toes I'm not like stepping on, I'm not stepping on this nigga Liam Neeson shit either, because I'm not stepping on his shit either.
See, that shit funny, bro.
So his sister was walking home and she was raped. When she got there, he said, you know, who did it? And she said she didn't know. All she knew was that he was black. So Lean then decided to go get a crowbar. He called it a kosh, but it's basically a crowbar. He went to go get a crowbar and he walked up and down the neighborhood called the Troubles. The name of the fucking neighborhood is the Troubles, fam. Like, damn. Yeah.
Wow.
No, that's just like the hood part of Ireland.
It's just a hood. It's just the hood part of Ireland. Okay, got it. Gangsters in Ireland. Let's be clear. If Sons of Anarchy ain't teach you that,
yeah, you fucked up because that's where all gangsters started, nigga. Like, but nigga, that's what IRA is and everything. So
them niggas are thugs. Shout out to the Kennedys.
But basically, he walked up and down, and he said the statement on the show. He said, "I'm really ashamed of it, but I was just looking for any black motherfucker to beat the shit out of." Like, now he didn't. Had he found a black man and beat the fuck out of him, I would have definitely been in line. Like, okay, that was racist. Like, that's a hate crime, my nigga. You wildin'. But he didn't. No, he didn't go along. Right. So he didn't find dude and beat the fuck out of him. Like,
right.
From the way he told the story, it was just like over. Like, you know, it was like he did that. He said he did it for like 2 weeks or a week and a half. And then one day he was just like, I'm wilding. Like, I'm tripping. Let me stop this shit. But I get him, son. Like, bro, if a nigga raped my sister and she said it was a Mexican, I am up and down the street looking for Mexicans. Like, I'm not being racist. I'm going with the fucking description.
Right.
Like, that's all she's doing.
Cause that was all she said. So that's all I could go on. I could see if she said he was tall, he was, you know what I'm saying? But that's all she said. Now, do I agree? I mean, there's not really nothing to agree or disagree on because,
I mean, it is what it is.
If somebody, like Ty said, if that's all I got to go on, I mean, that's what I'm going to go
I get you. I get you. I mean, let's be clear. I get you. It's just, it's fucked up, y'all, because in 2019, 2018, 2017, I don't know when the seriousness of things came about, but in today's standards, it's just so hard to say certain things because the way niggas flip shit, nigga, you gotta watch everything you fucking say. Just like your imaginary girlfriend, Jess with the mess. Time.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Imagine
your girlfriend. Well, I couldn't come up with anything else, but I wasn't even trying to throw shots. I'm just saying, like, Ty likes
her. Mm-hmm. He does.
Like, it's okay.
I leave comments.
Yeah. Shout out to Jess Hilarious. If you listen to this, my nigga Ty would like to take you on a date.
Okay.
Yeah, what'd you say, Ty? Go ahead.
Oh, I just slid in the DMs a few times. Like, a few.
Okay. Well, exactly. So it's not no shade or nothing. Like, Jess Hilarious, if you listen to this, my co-host Ty, my brother, would really like to take you on a date to a nice wherever the fuck you want to go. I'm sure you have a little bit of more money. No shade. But he would like to take you out. He's a good guy. You know what I'm saying? Go out with him. But she said recently on Facebook, somebody was going back and forth with her. And she said the F word that we don't really say. Mm-hmm. Denny, fill it in.
Faggot.
She said that. And she had to ultimately make another video and say, I'm sorry, guys. Shouldn't have said that. I'm a supporter of the LGBTQ community, and blah, 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 blah. So in today's world, it's just certain shit that you can't say. So that's why everybody ran off with this Liam Neeson shit. Mm-hmm. I really thought this nigga's name was Nelson, so I really apologize. Like, really did. Moving on, because shit.
Hey, real quick, let's say this. Danny, you fired off at the hip real quick with that F word. You hear me? Like,
well, he said fill it in.
Fill it in, Danny.
She can, bro.
Because if you want, you can still put a beep over it. I want to make sure we, you know, all on the same page.
But we talked about this last episode. So I'm just saying she can, Ty. Like, because
I wasn't saying that she couldn't say it. I said that she was quick to say it. Like, she, like, that
she, I said
she, I feel like she knew she, I feel like she knew it was
coming. Just like on cue, boom, boom.
Yeah. I feel like she knew it was coming. I was like, Danny, fill it in.
Yeah.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like she knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. I mean, shit. Danny J, know what's up? Shit, that's why she stuck around. That's why she get paid the big bucks, which is nothing.
I'm finna say, what bucks?
Well, Danny, like, you think it's gonna be bad pay? Y'all getting paid?
Please buy
a... Right.
look, you heard me talk. Please buy a sweatshirt. Please.
And we still don't get none of them coins. But
yeah, we're not getting... Yeah, we're not. I just want the support, my nigga. Show love, my baby. Shout out to the D. Hey, by the way, I don't know if either one of y'all have ever heard me say my baby, but I definitely be saying it. Ty heard me say it, but I put it on Facebook. I gotta stop saying my baby so much, or not even so much, but just in certain situations, because I'll say it and motherfucker look at me like, I ain't your baby, right, nigga. And it's like, I don't mean like my baby. I meant like my nigga, like my baby.
They don't get it. It's okay.
They don't get it. Yeah. And shout out to, we just mentioned Martin. I'm going to keep all that shit in there. Shout out to Martin, because he just texted me and said 35% of the reason that he goes on Facebook is to read whatever status of mine is at the top of his feed. So shout out to my nigga. Like, he literally just sent me this shit like 2 minutes ago. Like, a shout out to my Facebook, Ted Kennedy. So moving forward, because we really have been racking up the minutes, niggas still listening though. Like, I looked at the average consumption. Niggas listen to us. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I think it's because we don't have 2-hour podcasts.
Yeah, that would be too long.
It's 45 to 60 minutes. Let's get in and get out. The game is a fucking cheese ball. I don't know if you guys have seen the shit or heard the fucking potential song that's going to come out. The game is a fucking cheese ball. Fuck that nigga.
Yeah.
Like, I like Joe Budden. I like his podcast. Yeah. Fuck the game. What do y'all say?
I mean, we talked about the game last week with the whole Kanye, wasn't it? Kanye. So I'm over him.
Yeah, that's true.
He's doing the same thing. I mean, I feel like he's a good enough. He's not like the best, but I feel like he's a good enough rapper to not have to use these name drops and stuff like that. So, I mean, like you said, he's a cheese ball. Okay. It is what it is, but he did the same shit. We talked about it last week. That's what he does. So he's the, well, I think I heard on the Ricky Smiley show, he's the TMZ of rapping. Like, he always wants to name drop and do this and do that. So I'm not with it.
Ty, what do you say, my brother?
No, I say he's a cloud chaser. Like, nigga, that's your only way. If your only way of getting the attention that you want, or getting the public eye that you need to further your career, is to basically troll niggas, and son, you wax. I'm like, you
this
gotta
has
ruin
been
somebody's
his whole career,
to,
though. That's what we don't realize. I mean, Game was hot. I mean, he was with G-Unit. 50 Cent, you know, was on the first album. He claims he did a lot. The Game says he doesn't, whatever, or he didn't, regardless. The album fucking popped. The documentary, that was the name of that. Album popped. That shit was cool. But this has been his entire career. You know what I'm saying? If we really want to sit back and look at this shit. I mean, he beat up that one guy, 40, what's his name? 40 or something? Whoever he was.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. I don't know his name, though. He was relevant.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, didn't beef him with 50 at one point in time, too?
Of course. Absolutely. After G Unit. Remember, he was calling it G U Not, and he was calling them rats and all type of shit. So, this has been his career. I mean,
that's it. He's.
I agree with Danny though. He doesn't have to do this shit. I mean, no matter what you want to say, to be quite frank, he's a legend in the rap game, 100%. I mean, he has
solidified
hits. Yeah, 100%, 100%. So he doesn't have to do this shit, and the shit is cheesy. And like I said, man, I hope Joe Budden listens to this shit. I fuck with Joe Budden, like I really do. I know the nigga fucking used to do drugs and whatever the fuck, but like Joe Budden to me, I admire him in the podcasting sense. Fuck the rap, just because he's taken the podcasting shit and really made a lot of niggas like podcast. So I fuck with Joe Budden just as a personality, and I can't find myself as a grown man mentioning another man's woman, and you know, hoping for clout off of it. It doesn't make sense. Joe Budden went off on that nigga. If y'all haven't heard it, go check it out. But I'm glad we're all on the same page with that. Ty, my brother, are you ready for your dad joke?
Yep, I got it. Let's do it. Y'all ready?
Let's get it.
I'm here. I got my thinking hat on.
All right. What do you call a magic dog?
A magic dog.
Magic dog.
Yeah, wolf, rover. I don't know at all either.
A labracadabrador.
What? A labracadabra.
Abracadabrador.
I like that.
So I liked it too. That's what made me go with it. I ain't gonna lie.
This nigga Ty was pumped about this. Yeah. I can't wait till our dad joke.
I like that though.
That's good. That's real. Dad jokes are found. A labracadabrador. Dad jokes are found Monday through Friday on our page, Ted and Tosh Show, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And of course, every episode here, every Friday. Dad jokes. That shit blows me. All right. Well, time for quote of the moment. Have y'all been liking
this? Yes,
we do like it.
Okay. It's better than the high question,
yes.
Right? Okay. All right. All right. So, quote of the moment today. When one door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the other one that has been opened for us. And that's Helen Keller.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that before. I like that.
Makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense.
I like that.
Make sure you keep your eyes forward and not backwards, basically.
I like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Danny J.
Okay. Okay.
It's time for you. Good Black News. Hey, it's Black History Month too, Danny.
I know.
You better have some good shit for
I
us.
Do. Like,
all fucking month, you better have some fire ass shit.
Coming with the bangers.
The 5th. That means we should get on the 12th, we should record, which means on the fucking 19th, we should record, which means on the 26th. Danny J, shit, we got a lot of episodes in Black History Month.
So that's what you was doing, counting too. I'm coming with the fire.
You better come with some flames.
Yeah, he was counting Fridays, or was you counting Tuesdays?
I was counting Tuesdays. Today's the 5th. Next week, we will record on the 12th. Next week, I mean, the week after that, we'll record on the 19th. The week after that will be the 26th of February, which means we will have 5 Black History Month episodes.
Gotcha.
Even though the month is short, because we record on Tuesdays and the way the month played out this year, we'll have 5 of them. What the fuck was the problem with that? Y'all gonna stop trying to play me like I ain't got no degree.
Son, we only gonna have 4, bro. Don't talk about your grambling degree when you gonna add wrong, nigga.
What are you talking? Ty, I just broke it down for
you. Are you counting last?
7 days. I'm counting the Tuesdays. Today is Tuesday the 5th. We're recording today, which means we will record again on the 12th, which means we will record on the 19th, which means we will record on the 26th, which is all in February, which is Black History Month. What the fuck is the problem?
Amen. Okay.
Yeah, fuck y'all, because I might be as light as I am, but I love Black History.
Count them again, bro. The 5th, that's 1, right? The 12th is 2, right? The 19th is 3, right?
Uh-huh.
So the 26th would be 4, right? Yeah, calm your stupid ass.
I'm not taking this shit out either.
Counting wrong as fuck. Counting loud.
Damn.
Dude. I was like, he's been every day at school.
I was counting loud in the
right.
Big day.
And it's that. And what the fuck? And okay. You're wrong.
Danny, shut your stupid ass up because you was with
no,
me.
No, I was not. So I was no, up. I was yeah, not. Girl. I said
baby girl. Yeah,
baby boy. No, I wasn't. I was like, did you count last week or what are you trying to do? I was with Ty, my guy.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's fucked up. My bad. My bad, y'all. We're going to have 4 of them. Either way, you get a whole month. Fuck y'all.
Okay. Damn. You got me some music going?
Yes, nigga. Goddamn.
Okay. So today, the Good Black News, we're going to be talking about Jaira Griffin. And she is an Illinois teen. And she is giving the gift of clean laundry to those in her community. So I don't know if y'all heard of it, but it's heard of this, but it's about a 14-year-old girl, and she saved up her allowance, and she also collected donations to raise a little bit over $1,000 in order to host like a free wash day last week at a laundromat near her home, and she was able to help kids wash their dirty uniforms and also help the homeless people wash and also help some family, like some parents and stuff that didn't have clean clothes to go to work. And she basically wanted to do it because she saw a lot of kids in school that had on the same uniforms, and she knew it because they were dirty, like food spills and stuff. So shout out to Jaira Griffin in Illinois. I wanted to give her a shout out because, like, nowadays I really don't know. I don't know a lot of kids. I don't have any like little siblings and stuff. So it's refreshing when I see like younger people that care about other people. Like I said, I don't have siblings, so I don't know like what the young people are doing, but I thought that was pretty dope. So shout out to her.
Because you know what, working in schools, there are a lot of, you know, just unfortunate families who have to, you know, when you're required to wear a uniform, those uniforms be slick expensive. So, you know, it's like right. they only got two or three at the most, you know, so, and most families don't have a washer and dryer. So that's dope as hell. And I really like that.
That was dope. Yeah, I like that a lot.
I never really, well, first grade I wore a uniform, but that is dope though.
I never really had.
Hey, Danny, you know what? I noticed something about you though, that you say Illinois. You pronounce Illinois.
It's Illinois.
Illinois.
Hey, I don't know if it's right or wrong.
Niggas wanna ride me. That's fucked up, bro. Niggas wanna ride me about motherfucking y'all.
Really, Ty? Did you have to?
Y'all niggas some hoes, man.
That's no like payback. That.
Yeah. It's fire, right?
I like that.
Yeah, you hear that, bitch? Anyway, man, this has been another good episode. I mean, though it was a little bit longer, maybe, depending on how it's edited, it still was a good episode. So, you're welcome. Of course, keep up with us throughout the week at Ted and Ty Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's on everything. Merchandise is still rolling. I know we mention it every week. You're damn right. We're going to continue. Please buy some. It's no profit for us. It's literally just, you know, the support. And we appreciate it all. Like this page. Like this podcast. Subscribe. Share. Leave a 5-star review. Other than that, until you hear our voices again, this has been your man, TED.KUSH, man.
Alright, y'all.
And it's your girl, Danny J.
If you got Ty, son, yeah, bye, you know, the one that nigga, can count.
Shit, you niggas could have just said bye. I'm closing the bitch out from here on out. Alright, y'all.